Erev Shabbos, Parshas Tazria Mitzoyra. Rashi, in the beginning of Tazria, brings a medrash that the Torah in Parshas Shmini brought the halachis of tuma of different creatures, of animals, and shrotzim, birds that are metame. That's the Torah of those animals. And this week's parasha, Tazria Metzayir, brings the Torah Sa'odim, the Torah of humanity. How a person becomes tummy with Tumas Saras, and afterwards other tumas that a human being can become tummy from. And it says in the Medrash that there's two ways of viewing mankind. If we recognize that the world was created for a purpose, so the fact that mankind was created last, and his Torah was given last, is because the rule always is that Seif Maise Machshova Trila, the thing that everything was made for, is made at the end. Hashem set up the whole environment and everything we need, and once everything was in place, then Hashem created mankind. If we go with the Torah, Zeis HaTorah, we go with the Torah and realize the Torah is a Moira Derech. It teaches us how to go through life. It teaches how to take out of the short life in this world what it was meant to be, to bring us eternal life, goodness, kivus elikim. Then, and the chanam, we understand that the fact that we created less doesn't show that we are lesser than anything else, but Adarav, it shows we are the goal of everything. It was creating for us. But he says a person doesn't get that message, and he thinks that he is just an independent operator. He's created for himself, to build himself up, to be a powerful human being, overpower others, like the Goyim think, those that don't have religion think, then Yitush Kodomoch, you should know that a flea, mosquito, was born before you, was created before you. Which is basically, if you think of it, that's the way the Goyim look at themselves. They look at the world started from very basic creatures, and we are just more developed form of those basic creatures. When you look into it and you think about that, it's a very pitiful way of looking at mankind, because it's true that our intelligence has developed much more than any other animal. But if we're just an animal, we're the only animal who knows how to destroy the world. We're the only animal who knows how to destroy his own personal life and run after fantasies that just cause him non-stop frustration and sorrow. But those are the two options we have. We could either be the one that thinks, I'm independent, I'm just a part of the development of the world, and then he's just a more complex yitush, and he has no life really. But if we see there's a Torah, and there's a Torah of everything in the world, and we are the one that Torah is made for, then we could take advantage of the world and understand that the world was created for me. And if I have challenges in life, adarabba, those challenges are not just things that I have to overpower somebody else or some other thing, but I have to go b'derech Hashem. If I have my midas, each one has his midas. Adarabba, sometimes it's challenging. This one has a midah of anger, another has a midah of atzlus, being lazy or feeling down or whatever it may be. I know Hashem wants me to overcome it, and He gives me the power to overcome it. That is the most amazing thing that Hashem set up. It says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, "Have rots le mitzvah v'reach me'aveira." Run to mitzvahs and run away from aveiras. Why? And why? Because mitzvah gerets mitzvah. One mitzvah brings another mitzvah. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. The reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah. And the same thing with Aveira. One Aveira brings another Aveira. Avi's question is, what are Chazal telling us? You got to run to a mitzvah because you have to do the Ratzon Hashem. It's an Aveira not to do a mitzvah. It's an Aveira to do an Aveira. Why do you have to say all these side things that you'll get another mitzvah out of it? Just say, start with the basics. You have to listen to what Hashem says. The answer is, if we medag the Mishnah, it says, Hevi rots le mitzvah, run to the mitzvah. Which means like this. Chaim Volozhiner and many others say, an amazing concept, that when a person does a mitzvah, it's not just he did a nice thing. every act a Jew does, this is the way Hashem set up the world, affects the entire creation. It brings the entire creation closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It uplifts the person and everything around him. This is what we believe in. That's why it's so important for us to be charedim l'dvar Hashem, take religion seriously, to support and be mechazik loim dei Torah. Unfortunately, the Jews here in Eretz Yisrael don't understand it, and they're trying to do what they can to weaken the Olam HaTorah. But we know all the Siyata Shemai we have in this world comes from that. That we have Loim Dei Torah, where they're learning full-time, part-time. But it all starts with the fact that we appreciate this is our greatness. And this is the power we have. A Goy, the most powerful Goy, can't do anything. He can make a decision this way. He can press a button and an atom bomb will come and blow up the whole world. But that's all he's doing, a physical thing. When we do one mitzvah, it changes entire Bria from down here till the Kisei HaKovod. That's the koach of a mitzvah. So, based on that, they say that when you do a mitzvah, it creates a special siyata d'shemaya mimorim. Hashem has a new kesher with you, which makes it more possible for the mitzvah to come about. And if you do one mitzvah, it makes it more possible for another mitzvah. So this is what the Mishnah is saying in Pirkei Avos. You should run to the mitzvah, because the fact that I relate to the mitzvah is something important, that gives me a more powerful ruach mimorah, a more powerful spiritual siyata shemai that comes down. So the fact that I made up my mind, this morning I really want to get up to davening, I want to daven more b'kavon, I want to do a chesed, I want to overcome a midah. The thought itself is already something that activates all these spiritual celestial koichas in the world. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us. That not only does the mitzvah give you the schar of the mitzvah itself, but it has a profound effect on you and on the world. And not only the mitzvah itself, but even the desire to do the mitzvah, the ritzah, the running to the mitzvah, and the aveira, I do my best to run away from the aveira. That in itself, that thought that I want to run away from the aveira, that in itself brings a siyat shmai, brings a shmira, protects us from the future. So we should be zeichah to have this attitude. Have tremendous desire to run to the mitzvahs, run away from the veirs. Why? Because we appreciate Soyuz Torahs, Odom. This is the Torah of humanity. We know what the world was created for. We want to take advantage of it, and we can make all the good things in the world happen. The more we appreciate this, as we're living in the world where humanity cannot cease to exist, the behavior of humanity is far below animal behavior, unfortunately, those who are not Shema Torah mitzvahs. The intelligence of humanity has been taken over by machines that have their artificial intelligence. But we are the ones that remain with the human intelligence. No machine can do that. No machine can make a decision to connect a Kodesh Bo, to run to a mitzvah, to learn a Gemara, understand the Ratzon Hashem, and follow the lofty ways of Hashem. If we do this, we will see tremendous Yeshuas for ourselves and for all of Klal Yisrael.